for over 12 years, and we've always based it not just local, but what we call, my wife actually turned the phrase, round the corner produce, round the corner, down the road stuff. So you know that you've practically seen the animals grow up, and that all works on a very local scale. But what this area does better than a lot do is that there's a demand for that quality of produce from elsewhere within the United Kingdom. And else, so for example, for here, you go to the top restaurant in Birmingham, and it will be serving Winkey Court lamb, it will be serving Mrs. Mills Kenchester Court lamb, or it will be serving, as is being eaten at the table next to us, Woolhope lamb. You know, they're all, and they know the brand and the time it's grown. And so it's a product from Herefordshire that's not just about, is this little one tucking in as well? Look at that. And the eggs are from Country Flavours at Winds of Dinmore as well. But yeah, you know, we're very lucky in Herefordshire. We haven't just got something that's used locally. It's in demand within a much bigger area because, you know, the Buy British is best. French lamb you get, you know, so that's why Herefordshire has had a real upcoming over the last while since we've been involved in the food trade, which is 12 years. I wouldn't say about that. I said there are people who've chosen to come and move here. They've discovered the county and gone, oh, I like a bit of that. The county as a whole. And actually, we've only got three railway stations, which is a bit of a shame. But if you're within 10 miles of any of those railway stations, you know, you can get to London in 2.5 hours, you can get to Birmingham in an hour. All of those, you know, so you can fly off somewhere if you want to go, you can commute that distance, and you can get to London quickly as well if you want to. And yet you look outside and you're in the middle of nowhere. So
that's true. So do you get people coming in here saying, I want food?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, well, they can see us, though, because we've got all our producers on the menus and on the side there. And a lot of people come here for local cider. I notice you're sipping the Yarlington Mill. You must be very brave.
Well, no, I walked back from a 300 cider shop today, and I
staggered
in a very wobbly
you
line.
Tapped.
So, yeah.
that's the yachting term.
Yeah.
It went to Matt's early years here, about four or five years ago.
Are we doing another one, by the way, very soon?
Fantastic. We had a cider tour. So we went to Broom Farm near. Do you remember Broom Farmers?
Peter Stone.
Yeah, and then went across to Gwatkins, and the tour was pretty much over by the time we got there, wasn't it?
Well, we got back here. And
we were dipping our fingers in the top of the vats over Gwatkins.
Shaking the wasps off.
It was like wasps everywhere. It was so sweet and beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we came back here for lunch, then went to Westons.
And my brother-in-law is.
How are you travelling?
In my minibus.
Someone else is driving. And we went to Westons. My brother-in-law is director and owner of Westons, so he gave us a very nice tour around and then insisted we try every single product Westons make, which is very good of him.
After we'd sobered up at lunchtime, so
a little bit of a trough and a dip and a trough. And we had a great afternoon.
We were back
and then Bubsy, you were back about 5:30, and by about 6:15 you were asleep on the three bar stools in the pond.
Everybody gone by 7.
I was awake.
You were awake. Yeah.
I was the last man standing, and I spoke to Norman and the old boys, our 88-year-old Lord Mayor of Woolhope. Just for recording's sake, I am saluting now.
Yeah.
And I was the last person talking about war stories. Because whenever I get really drunk and I'm near Norman, tell me about the war, Norman. Tell me about the war.
So what was your motivation in having a water community?
Well, we'd had one a couple of years ago, which was organised through, well, it really came from Norman, actually, and Stania. He recommended us for the Big Apple Association. Come on, let's take it over the ridge. We haven't had it wool out for ages. And he knew I'd be up for it, and it worked well for them and for everyone else. And then last year we did here, and I felt a little bit flat, really, that we weren't doing, especially as being cider makers now. And loads of the people who've been tonight supplied us with fruit. So it was like, oh, come on, let's do something. And then, of course, this time of year, trying to get a normally associated with what's saying you have to have a Morris troop. And we can't get them, you know. And I jokingly said, come on, we'll form our own. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, of course, 3 weeks goes by and you haven't done anything. And you're like, oh, can we still do this? And I just did a bit of research. And I was like, well, actually, what makes the wassail is actually the blessing of the tree. And I've now found about a king and a queen being involved in doing it. So having known that, I thought, well, you know, we're cider makers, we need to have a wassail, we need to, and all the people who've supplied their fruit to us, and it's just a, I'm not a very religious or spiritual guy, but I'm a kind of Mother Earth type of person. I like,
it's,
you know,
same, really,
it is kind of one and the same, I suppose. So,
but I think it's,
I think it's culture,
which is more,
and an attitude of gratitude is going to get,
yeah, absolutely.
I think it's culture and heritage is the important thing. That's why I've, not why I've come tonight specifically, but it's just, it's just great to support local tradition, which is like that, which is really specific. And you were saying about the animals being a tough year. It's been a really, really, really terrible year for cider producers.
Fruit,
so fruit producers, even worse. You know,
so I did actually have, I spoke to a couple of friends of mine who've done some Morris stuff, Roger Page, who does the Silurian, and he's actually doing one tonight over in Markle. I said, well, do a bloody better job this tonight, will you? He said, because you were rubbish last year. I said, the fruit we had this year has been terrible. So, yeah. We do our bit. But and I love the fact that, for me, as on a very selfish level, this time of year actually is a little bit of a, for us. It's like, oh, that's done. We can almost not get back to normal, but we can kind of start planning the year and getting on. And I said to a few of the boys earlier, I said, 1 month, it'll be the Six Nations. And by the time the Six Nations finish, the daffodils are up. Yes! It's springtime! And then we'll be playing cricket.
Well, I think it's also good that to support the local app. Matt goes to a lot of efforts to do, you know, even at a time when there's not much outlet to be got, that he can make a success at night like tonight. You know, I think it's really good because it's just nobody else is going to the effort, and you can't expect to make good money in this day and age, or you know, or have an income in it. You've got to put the effort in, so it's really
it's
good.
It's fine, thanks.
Do you think that
the £10 pass is across?
Good point, mate. Yeah.
Do you think that
local, of course.
Well, there's an element of it going full circle, isn't it? And almost going back in time, you know, potentially going back in time 100 years, if you're talking that, at that depth, at that level. I don't think I'll ever go that far, but, you know, there are a lot of finite resources that we won't have again. And I drive around in my car with powered by biodiesel, so it doesn't cost as much because I use the chip fat. But, you know, one of the things that we find at going, you know, commercially, shoveling to get people out here is that we'd love to be able to survive on just local trade, but we can't. You know, it's a big building and there's lots of expenses, and like any business, things cost a lot of money, like fuels and staff and everything else. So people have to come here. So people have to come here, and that costs a lot of money now. It's not like you can go, let's nip out. Let's, the days of going for a drive for the hell of it, you know, your fuel is too much of a precious commodity now, isn't it? So I tell you, all this talking, I need a drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you very much.
Drinker!